And we've got now got the mummers, I think, who are about to perform.
Here comes I, bold Turkish knight. I come from Turkish land to fight. First I fought in England, then I fought in Spain. Now I return to England to fight St. George again.
Bold talk, my child, bold talk, I'm sure. St. George is standing by the door.
Hot, I'll soon make it cold as any clay. For I will take thy life away. So draw your sword and fight, or draw your purse and pay, for satisfaction I will have before I go away.
My sword is already drawn, no money shall I pay, but satisfaction I will have before you go away.
Bow! Oh!
Upon my bended knee, pardon will I, thy pardon I will plea. Pardon, oh pardon, I crave, make me thy Turkish slave.
I never did pardon a Turkish knight. So rise and fight with all thy might.
Battle to battle with thee, upon thy ground you will lie.
Battle to battle with thee to see who on this ground shall die. Ah!
St. George, what hast thou done? Thou hast wounded my only son. Is there a doctor to be found to cure this deep and deadly wound?
Oh, yes, there's a doctor to be found to cure this deep, this deadly wound. Now, I am not some ship-shout quack. I have the jolly knack. I brought her back to life, of course. She died. Oi, come here.
Yes. What else can you cure?
You don't need to shout, I'm not deaf.
Pardon?
Right, that'll do it. I can cure the itch, the spots, and the gout. And if you have 9 devils, I'll kick 10 out.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Now forward, my assistant. Bring me my bottle of cold Pompeii. A few drops of this tonight, and then rise and fight St. George again.
Arise, arise, thou cowardly dog, and go back to thine own country. Tell them what old England's done, that we shall fight 10,000 better men than thee. Oh!
On the ground.
Oh, I'm sorry, Father. 'Tis beyond my powers to bring dead men back to life again. For this man, he's dead and gone. We shall not see his like again.
Here comes I, old Beelzebub. On my shoulder, I carry a club. In my hand, a frying pan. Don't you think I'm a jolly old man? Now I have a fire, which is now alight, and I'll put it into this Turkish knight, for you'll never see him more, for he's as dead as any door.
Come this way, cubs. Why, it is Jack Finney.
Jack Finney is not my name. Mr. Jack Finney is. I am a man of faith. I come from Spain to do more than any man again.
What canst thou cure?
A magpie with toothache.
How do you cure a magpie with toothache?
If I can get him out.
Well, yeah, he's stuck again.
They cut off his head and throw his body in a ditch.
Let's cure this man. Groans and moans, holds his head. I don't think he is not dead. Can you bring him back to life again?
I'll do my best. Help me.
Right.
One.
Now pull.
Two.
Pull. Hey. It's feeling better, you fine fella. Oh, hello. Are you waking up?
Once I was dead. Now I'm alive. Blessed be the doctor that drove me to revive.
Both shake hands. Never to fight no more. All be brothers as we was before.
And now, all sing and dance. The six of us have took a ramble in your house. Our time is gone. We must be gone and stay no longer here. But wish you all, both great and small, a Merry Christmas
and a bright new year.
In your world, and a sheep in your fold, and a fire in the heart to keep out the cold, a pocket full of money, and a cellar full of beer, and a fat pig in the sky to last you all the year.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! If anyone wishes to put any form of money on our grateful.
Right, who's in charge?
Who's in charge?
This lady. Is he?
Give him a minute.
He's trying to gather the money at the moment, so. Come on, tell us who you are.
Froome Valley Mummers, Froome Valley Morris.
I knew you were the Mummers, but I didn't know where you're from. So, Froome Valley, so where are you based?
We're based at the Town Hall in Weymouth. We practice every Thursday evening. So we're a Cotswold Morris side during the summer, and then we go out mumming during the Christmas season.
So you're busy at the moment then?
Yeah, quite busy. We've got a tour of Dorchester next Sunday. We're doing Convivial Rabbit and Tom Brown Pub. And then on Tuesday we're at the Drax Arms in Bear Regis.
Okay. Now, you're St George. There's only one problem, isn't it? St George wasn't English, was he?
No. That's true enough, but he is the patron saint of England.
He is the patron saint of England, but I don't... Yeah. Did he ever come here?
I don't know. I would... I think...
Who knows the history?
Yeah, of course.
He's here in spirit.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Bilesley Bob.
And who are you normally?
I'm normally Len Leggett from Portland, but I'm actually Bilesley Bob in real life, yeah.
Okay. And what made you do that? What makes you do this?
It's a tradition. This play is many hundreds of years old and was probably performed in Broadway in Weymouth. It's very similar to the one in Thomas Hardy's Return of the Native. And the play is actually hundreds of years old, and we performed it now since 1978.
Okay, I'm told the choir needs to get on, so I need to move. Can we move out here and carry on chatting? Is that okay? Yeah. We're in the way on the stage, that's what it was. Yeah, that's okay, yeah, yeah. You've done your bit now, you see. We've got.
Yeah.
No, so you live on Portland?
Yes, indeed.
And where did you get the scripts from to practice?
Well, they came from this very museum here, the Dorset County Museum.
Really?
Yeah, there's a manuscript. I've forgotten the name of the lady who placed it, but the play was last performed in about the 1930s, and then the manuscript was placed in the museum, and we recovered that. And then revived the play in 1978.
So it's been going quite a long time.
Oh, yeah, quite a long time. Yeah, I can't add it up, but it's a very long while, yeah.
And...
Go on.
No, no. And what makes you do this, then? Because I know it's tradition.
It's a matter of tradition. We like to keep the old Christmas tradition alive. You know, you've got the modern Christmas, which is all very well.
It's all a bit commercialised, isn't it? This goes back way before all of that.
And I mean, we make collections, which eventually, you know, some of it goes to run the group and some of it goes to a local charity. You know, we're giving the money to Blood Bikes this year, which they carry emergency blood supplies.
That's a fantastic good cause, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good cause and it's a way of giving something back at Christmas. But it's a very old Dorset tradition and it goes across a lot of the country as well.
And just by coincidence, a lot of the performances of your plays happen to be in pubs. Is that just pure coincidence?
Actually, traditionally, they used to...
Did they do it at the hostelries?
Well, they used to tour around, bang on people's houses, doors, go to the big house, you know, the landed gentry's house, go there, and they'd usually get a nice food and drink there. So it's all done, at a time of year when they were just being festive and it would go around.
So if you go back to the days when this was written... Who would have performed it then? Would it have been the locals?
It would have been local ordinary people, ordinary farm labourers, the likes of that, would have performed this,
And somebody had the foresight to write it all down so that you could tap into all that wonderful history.
Yes, that's exactly true, I don't remember the name of the lady who did put the manuscript in, but it used to be performed in the 1930s, probably at Broadway in Weymouth, we think.
And it sort of faded out.
It faded out, yeah. It's not all that popular, but, you know, we like to keep it going.
And is there anywhere anyone can go to find out a bit more about you,
your organisation? Well, we're actually Froom Valley Morris. We dance around this area.
So do you have a website or anything like that?
Yes, there's a website, Froom Valley Morris, as I was on Facebook mainly. But we do have a website as well. And we practice at the old town hall in Weymouth now. We used to practice in Dorchester, and that's why we're named after the River Froom, Froom Valley.
I was going to ask you that, because the Froom doesn't go anywhere near Weymouth, does it?
No, it doesn't. It comes, as you know, through Dorchester, and we've moved the group to Weymouth for convenience. More members were living in Weymouth, so we moved the group. But we're actually named after the River Froom, which flows from Wareham through Dorchester.
Well, thank you very much for performing the play today. And I keep getting out in the way, didn't I, with my microphone. But it was important that the people at home could hear what was going on.
Well, these plays are always performed in a very live way. And nobody gets in the way because you become part of the play by being there in it. It's part of what happens. It's an event.
Fantastic. Well, can I wish you and all your colleagues a very Merry Christmas,
and a Merry Christmas
and keep up the good work.
And a Merry Christmas to yourself and all your listeners as well.
Thank you very much indeed.